You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
No mercy.
They've been great all day. Yes, I want to ask you about your guy, Aaron Rodgers, because Pro Football Focus ranked Aaron Rodgers' win in Super Bowl 45 as the best performance by a quarterback ever.
I heard about this.
In a Super Bowl. Yeah. Your thoughts?
I'd have to agree, you know. The reason why I say that, though, is because it was against Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, it's like, that was like, that's like winning against Baltimore when they had Ray Lewis. Right. You know, it's like that. That's like winning against the bad, but that's how I look at that of my era, of my generation.
Right.
I wasn't able to see the Bears.
Right.
All I was able to hear about, I wasn't able to see the Steelers when they was the curtain, you know.
Right.
So to me, to see my team going in, him to perform like that against the Steelers, I felt a little good about that.
Mm. Wait a minute. Tim Tebow beat Pittsburgh in a playoff game, right?
See, the
right. Well, I mean, just for the record.
And if the Tim Tebow fan at that time probably felt the same way I felt about that win. Right. I'm just not a Tebow fan.
Okay. So the problem I have with this is two things. I got close to Ryan Clark when I worked at ESPN, and he was one of the safeties that day. And the other safety was Troy Polamalu.
Yep.
And Ryan told me that his hamstring was so torn that he should not have played in the game. He couldn't run. And by the way, no offense to Ryan Clark, but he couldn't run either, right? So I think it was a field day for Aaron Rodgers. And they, Pro Football Focus says, it's by far the greatest performance in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did.
And it just seemed like every time he dropped back, somebody was wide open. Our man Greg Jennings caught the game breaker.
Yes, he did.
Right?
I think he went over 100 that game also.
Yep, he did. Great. So I give you that. You know, I give you that he threw a party on the Steelers. I just don't think the Steelers defense was anywhere like it was in the Steel Curtain days back in the 70s.
Of course not.
Well, it just wasn't.
That's
so,
why I said,
okay, I got
in
it.
My generation.
Yeah.
That's why I said I couldn't see that. I saw highlights and clips of those teams, but my generation, I felt good. Okay. Troy Polamalu was a dog.
Ryan he was when he was healthy. He was a dog.
Oh, stop that.
Well, I'm just telling you the truth. He had a bad hamstring. So the point is, that was 10 years ago. And Aaron hasn't done anything like that, remotely like that, in 10 years.
What was he this year? Or this season? What was he? I know what you're going to say, the numbers and all that. Bro, because it was 10 years ago in the Super Bowl, and that's how he won that Super Bowl, you know how much of a veteran and how much of skill it takes to adjust to a new system.
Yep.
And be successful and productive in that system, and also to be successful mm-hmm. and productive in that system.
Yep.
You have to reduce yourself.
Well,
you have
I
to
told
reduce
you,
the things you do.
I told you
that
this year, the MVP of the Packers was the other Aaron Jones.
I'm with that.
I got a chance to meet him right before this show because he was on First Things First. What a great young man. Do you know him?
Good guy. No, I watched. Good guy.
He was
seems
tremendous.
Like a real great guy.
You know, I love him. I got to get him back Cowboys.
I didn't even know about the military background as well.
Yeah. You know, hold on. I'm looking at these no Pro Football Focus. Where is Dak performance? Where does that rank?
Well, they don't talk about him.
He ain't got no performance?
Nah. Hmm.
Well, you know what the stat was from this year? That in games in which you score 30-plus points with 400-plus yards and win by more than 10.
The last
10,
word was called performance.
Yeah.
Okay, but in those kind of games, the Dallas Cowboys, led by Dak Prescott, had 7 this year. And that ranks fifth all time. That's how historical Dak's season was. He was doing things that very few people have done.
Except win. Exactly. He didn't do all of that.
Well, the irony
that boy
was,
Skip face got so mad. Just
the irony was, those seven were 7 out of 8 wins.
Thank you.
The eighth win didn't quite qualify for that all-time kind of a win because it was at Detroit. And this man across from me gave Dak Prescott an A-plus for the game at Detroit.
Yes.
But all those games that were great, he gave him Fs for them. And now he's telling me that he deserves to break the bank in Dallas.
He
because
does.
You want the bank broken.
No, I just want the man to get what he deserves.
To get paid.
That's it. He deserves to get paid.
No, that's not what you want. You want
he work his tail off.
You
he
want a wrecked salary cap. You want a bad team around him. And he will come to his senses because he's a good man. He's Brady-esque. He will take something of a hometown discount.
That's what you mean by Brady-esque.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
That
yeah,
part.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Skip.
And by the way, before we leave that, speaking of Tom Brady, this is what offended me about Pro Football Focus ranking.
It offends you now.
Yes, it offended me because Brady's best of his 6 Super Bowl performances ranks 10th on this list of all-time Super Bowl performances. Yeah, yeah. And ironically, that 10th ranking, it was the game he lost because of Bill Belichick to the Eagles, right? So Brady throws for a playoff record, an all-time playoff record, 505, and Belichick's defense gives up 41 to the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'd never seen anything like that before. And you jumped on that bandwagon. and again, you can't defend Bill Belichick. How do you, wait, you didn't play Malcolm Butler the whole game because you put him in the doghouse for reasons nobody knows after he played more defensive snaps than anybody the whole year? And suddenly
that's
he plays no snaps in the Super Bowl? None?
Yeah,
and you give up 41 points? And Brady, it cost him a ring.
He said, well, what about them times I held the Giants to 17 points?
Exactly.
And you only got 14. What I'm supposed to do about that, Tommy?
Okay, but he didn't hold the Giants to 17 because
he did.
Right, Brady went down and scored the touchdown that should have won the game with 2 minutes left, and then he let Eli, wait a second. Bill Belichick let Eli Manning go 90 yards to win the game with a touchdown. How do you do that? And Eli, of course, pulls off the luckiest pass in the history of the Super Bowl, but you can't defend
that was
Belichick.
The luckiest catch.
You are giving Belichick pass after pass after pass on this show because he cancels out the passes that Brady throws to win games.
Well, I just want to know when Phil Simms went 22 or 25 for 280 yards and a couple touchdowns. What is that performance
Phil Simms.
Rank? What is that performance rank in Super Bowl?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I mean, come on now.
Okay. Well, come on now.
But if you look at what
Brady's got 6 rings and he doesn't even crack the top 10. He's got, he was number 10 with the loss.
Number 10. So what you want? You want his first Super Bowl performance. You want that to be what?
No.
Number one?
How about the second one? How about the Carolina? He lit it up. Another game-winning drive.
And Adam Vinatieri kicked it up?
Okay, well, that's the rules of the game.
Oh, that's the rules of the game.
Well, do you have to throw passes to set up the field goal?
Oh, now it's the rules of the game when you keep reminding me about when we kicked that field goal we won against y'all. Oh, I the dunk, and I went that way.
I'm glad you brought that up because my quarterback.
Oh, he always.
Wait. In that game, my quarterback, thanks to my defense not showing up, fell behind 21-3. And guess what my quarterback did? Boom, back. Here we came. All the way back to 31-31 because of Dak Prescott. He threw for 303 yards in that game, and it took Mason Crosbar making field goals from 56 yards and 51 yards.
It's a part of the game.
Okay, it's a part of the game. Wait. It's not part of the game when the game winner, he hooks it wide left, and somehow the hand of God moved it back inside the upright. Am I right? You're watching on TV and you go, oh, we lost.
No,
right?
I didn't. I did.
You did. So before we go to break, I got to fish something out of my pocket because I owe you this. You did let me use your car. I'm going to give you your key back to your car, and I appreciate it very much.
And
it got a little scratched up, but it's okay. Just a little scratched up. Thank you.
Oh, man. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts, sports, one of one.